From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis, and we're playing this week with Tom Beaudet, Faith Saley, and Bobcat Goldthwait. And here again is your host at the Bass Concert Hall in Austin, Texas, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you. Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, everyone. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, Peter. It's Evan Benjamin.
Hey, Evan. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous.
I'm glad to hear it. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. What do you do there in Atlanta?
I'm a computer geek.
Yeah.
And I guess you say I do a little computer forensic and stuff like that, you know. I'm the guy who could go after Lois Lerner's emails right now.
Oh, you could?
Oh, yeah. I'm just waiting to do that.
All right. Well, welcome to the show, Evan. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Evan's topic?
2, 4, 6, 8. Who's the team that can't rhyme good?
Oh, my goodness.
Sports fans are nuts. Almost as nuts as NPR fans. I mean, really. But this week, we read a story about sports fans taking their team support perhaps a little too far. Guess the true story. You'll win Carl Castle's voice in your home voicemail. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
First, let's hear from Tom Beaudet.
The Fighting Coyotes of Alice, Texas High School had lost 6 games in a row and hadn't put up a winning football season in almost a decade when the lone woman in the long black coat first sat down in the bleachers. "I was walking to bingo and the heel came off my boot," she said later. "Had to wait for my husband somewhere." Well, that night the Coyotes won 22-0. The next weekend, they were behind 13-3 at the half. The lady showed up again, this time to watch her niece in the marching band. They went on to win by 20 points. People noticed. A reluctant legend was born. Tia Diana Ramirez has been the drafted good luck charm of the Alice Coyotes through 22 consecutive winning seasons and 4 state championships. It's not always been easy on the spry but aging matron of Alice football. For one thing, she can't stand football. Fans and boosters bring her flowers and BBQ brisket. When her car broke down a few years back, she was chauffeured to the games with a police escort until a local car dealer simply gave her a brand new Lincoln, which he has done every year since. When the arthritis in Tia Diana's back threatened to sideline her from the bleachers, a heated, vibrating Lazy Boy recliner was installed above the 50-yard line, where the cheerleaders can often be seen rubbing Latia's feet and lighting her cigarettes.
Tia Diana, the somewhat unwilling lucky charm for the Texas high school football team. Your next story of out-of-control fans comes from Faith Saley.
When you hear the word Corinthians, do you first think of the New Testament verse, "Love is patient, love is kind, it does not boast, it is not proud"? If so, then you're not a fan of the Sao Paulo Football Club Corinthians with 25 million devotees in Brazil. Those soccer nuts are so proud of their team that their love never dies, which is why the club is opening the Corinthians Forever Cemetery, where enthusiasts can choose to be buried in one of 70,000 plots. Deceased Corinthian players will be buried there too, and you can pay between $4,500 and $7,800 reais. That's between $1,800 and $3,000 to spend spiritual overtime close to your idols. The cemetery, marketed under the slogan, "For those who are fans from the beginning to the end," even offers a burial package that includes flowers in black and white club colors, a coffin-sized Corinthians flag, and a choir singing the club's official anthem.
A graveyard where fans of a soccer team in Sao Paulo can be buried next to their beloved players. Your last story of extreme fandom comes from Bobcat Goldthwait.
Gaelic football, the most popular sport in all of Ireland, has some extremely hardcore fans, but none are as rabid as Colin Burke, who recently went through a series of painful plastic surgeries to look more like his kicking hero, Seamus Coleman. But these surgeries weren't to look more like the handsome Everton star in the face, but to look more like him in the foot. You see, Coleman's early career was almost ruined by the amputation of his right foot's baby toe, so Burke had his baby toe removed to look more like his hero. He is a living example of overcoming life's adversity, said Burke. But Burke's ultimate fan sacrifice not only cost him his digit, which went wee, wee, wee all the way home, it also cost him his job. Colin Burke was a full-time river dancer, and although he claims he can still tear it up the carpet like Michael Flatley, king of the river dance, his bosses don't agree. People want to be astounded by the dance. They don't want to see some screwy football fan hobbling around like a one-legged chicken.
All right. Let us then imagine, as a fan, that you might do one of these three things. From Tom Baudet practically kidnap an old lady because you think she was good luck and force her to attend all the games. From Faith Saley, buy a funeral plot in a cemetery offered by your favorite team so you can spend eternity moldering next to your favorite players. Or from Bobcat Goldthwait, get your own foot mutilated so it just matches the foot of your favorite Gaelic football player. Which of these is the story of true, serious, over-the-top fandom?
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going to go with Faith.
You're going to go with Faith's
story. Eyes and go with Faith on her story.
You're going to choose Faith's story of the cemetery offered by the Brazilian soccer team. Well, we spoke to someone familiar with the real story to bring you the truth.
They are building a 70,000 plot cemetery so that their fans can be rooting for the team from the grave and beyond.
That was Jim Andrews. He's a sports marketing expert at IEG in Chicago. Congratulations, Evan. You've got it right. You earned a point for Faith. You've won
Thanks,
our prize.
Evan.
Carol Castle will record the greeting for your voicemail. Thank you so much.
Bye.
What I intend to do, I'm hopelessly devoted to you.